All right, so start the clock. Okay, so as we have all heard, Adriana thinks that having this item, not dealing with this item, is out of order. So I'd like to ask her, what do you think we should do about it?
Chair, the first thing, if you are giving me the floor, you will not interrupt me, right? You are giving me my 90 seconds to
answer
you?
Yep.
Well, the first thing that the PNB should do is their job in the right time. No excuse, whatever they are not doing, when they decide not to do it, that the same thing with the elections, and then break every by law, that continuing our standing, we know that we cannot spend our time, but we need it. And the PNB is doing it, and it's violating every by law. Instead of to do the right thing, they discuss whatever in case not to do it. We have the time frame for the election was the same thing. You put it there, we discussed it, they say, oh no, that will be extending our time. We don't need to do anything. Then later on they change, approve the by law, dismiss the NES. That is what the PNB is doing. What the PNB should do is follow the bylaw. No, to justify and go over the meetings with just a simple majority, go over the meetings and violate every bylaw possible. It's a terrible breach. We are extending our term. We cannot do it. We cannot do it, Madam Chair. We should follow the law. We should follow our bylaws. And if we cannot do it, we need to step aside. We don't justify keep breaching the bylaw just like a justification of our own fault. You have all the majority. You have all the numbers. You're
saying time. Okay, your time. Did I hear time?
Time is now. Yeah.
Follow the bylaws. Follow the bylaws.
All right. Does anybody else have a suggestion about what we should do?
Yes, I'd like to speak. This is Alex.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for your comments, Adriana.
I think Director Castaneda's objection is specious for the following reason. If you look at the Article 5, Section 4, which deals with the affiliate director's election, it gives two different dates. First, it says nominations shall close on November 15th each year, which we did fulfill that. And it says the foundation secretary shall forward to all foundation directors all material submitted supporting each nominee not later than December 1st. I think we did not quite fulfill that. We went through that material at the last PNB meeting, which was, December 6th. And furthermore, it states in the section in paragraph B, it says, it talks about as the first order of business and given 30 days advance notice in December each year, the directors present and voting, excluding affiliate directors, shall establish a protocol for balloting and shall elect two affiliate representative directors from the nominees submitted by affiliate stations. So there's two things that it talks about doing, and that is establishing the protocol and voting. The 30 days notice period, it depends on when you believe that clock starts ticking. I believe that clock started ticking on November 15th, for the actual election. So I don't think we need any further notice than that, and that the establishing the protocols for the election and having the election are two separate events. The reason they're lumped in together is because we insisted that we would have an in-person meeting of the board. We're not having an in-person meeting of the board. We are having a telephone conference meeting, and we cannot actually have an election in a telephone conference meeting because of the violation of the confidentiality of the ballot. So as
Thank
we
you.
Have done in every previous meeting when we did not have an in-person election, we will be having an email ballot, and we're simply having this meeting in order to establish the protocol for that election. That election will take place sometime more than 30 days after the due date of November 15th. So I think we are, in that sense, in compliance with Article 5, Section 4. Thank you.
All right. Jan Goodman, I still don't have what we should, what should we do? Go ahead, Jan. I think that meant, I think you were saying we should go ahead with this motion. Okay, go ahead, Jan.
So my, I would, first of all, I think that many of the, that several of the points that Ms. Cazenave made are correct. When you look at the bylaws, that they say 30 days notice, but then the truth is that we did not. This conversation is not happening at the regular meeting, but you know, I didn't make the. Nobody took the responsibility to make the notice. And so we're in a situation where we are in December. We need to have an election, and the bylaw, which tells us that we need to have it at the regular meeting, at the first, you know, the first order of business. The big point of that is to say that we. Is to give everybody a chance to vote. And if we follow the motion that was appended to the agenda, we can do that. If we say that the ballots would go out December 15th, and then we would have until December 24th to vote, so that would give everybody the right to vote, the ability to vote, and all of the board members, whether they're here or not here, would have the ability to vote. And I will send this motion out. We still have to find a secondary ballot recipient. I will send this motion out with these dates. But I would respectfully ask that if Ms. Cazenave has a proposal, an alternate proposal of when we should have a meeting and when the voting should take place, I'm very open to hearing it, and we should hear that if she cares to do that. Thank you.
Carol, for the staff.
Thank you for your comment. Carol?
If you look at the bylaws in total, not just that one section, it presumes that we have four PNB meetings a year and they're all in person. And the 30-day notice is given in that context that people, all the directors have the notice so that they can be at the meeting because the vote is taken at the meeting. Only directors who are at the meeting, according to Article 5, Section 4B. So we're violating, we have more than four meetings, we don't have them in person, but the function of that 3 days is to make sure that everybody has notice and to ensure democracy. We're doing something that's more democratic. We're saying that every director gets to vote whether or not they're at the meeting because we're doing it, you know, electronically or however we're doing it, whatever we decide. So it's not really relevant, you know. Thank you.
Thank you. I was just reading a suggestion from Terry. It looks like there is a secondary ballot recipient, Matthew Moore, in his suggested motion.
Matthew Moore, okay.
Madam Chair, point of personal privilege. Mansoor.
Yes, Mansoor.
I'm going through a black hole, so I might lose connection, and I will resurface on the other side in about 25 minutes. Thank you.
Can we ask him if he would be in favor of of the motion.
You cannot vote
on
Sorry,
if he's here for the vote, he's here for the vote. If he's not, he's not. Can't do that. Okay. Thank you, Mansoor. We'll see you hopefully in time for the vote, if we have
Chair's
one. Bill. Yes, Bill.
Bill. Well, first, partly it's kind of a point of information. I hope everybody saw the all the affiliate director nominations that were sent out before December 1st. If you didn't get them, let me know. But we did send those out before December 1st. And also, Terry Goodman is sort of waiting to see when we decide on the timeline, because whatever motion, if we pass a motion tonight or anytime in the next day or so, we need to give him some flexibility, because he will need to reserve a place and line up a secondary ballot recipient that's available on whatever dates that we choose to do the tabulation. So it's probably best in the motion to not specify the secondary ballot recipient and let Terry Goodman pick somebody who's available and also pick a location.
Oh, okay. I just sent it with Matthew Moore's name, but I can...
Adriana?
Or give all the officers the authority to name
Bill, somebody. Okay. Yes, Adriana?
Yes, Madam Chair. I mean, you know, we hear a lot about democracy here, and I want to remind you everybody that we talked to the affiliate directors in the last meeting. We hear from them. And I'm seeing here that director here wasn't asked when the affiliates received the information about the request from the foundation to nominate people. And we received the answer from the affiliate that saying that will be good, but didn't happen before. My problem is who signed the contract.
I couldn't understand the word.
That's why
you said.
We should wait till she finishes. Nancy,
yes.
You're out of order. Wait till she finishes.
Excuse me. I'm asking for Adriana to repeat what she... I'm asking Adriana to repeat what she's saying, because I... About what the director said. Okay.
Madam Chair, you need to ask everyone to
stopping
her. All right, order. Everyone stop speaking. Excuse me. Go ahead, Mr. Parliamentarian.
No, that was not me that said everyone needs to mute. That was not me.
Oh, all right. So I just need, there was a lot of noise. If everyone could just mute for some reason, all the... So we're getting a lot of feedback tonight. Would everyone please mute their phone? Unless you're asking for the floor or speaking. So, there's so much noise. I could not hear what Adriana...
I think that some is coming from your phone, Madam Chair, the feedback. I don't know. But I hear a bunch of noise. And
I'm
sorry.
I could not hear what Adriana said. There was so much noise. I have to ask her... to repeat it.
Madam Chair, do you think that now you can hear me if everybody mute? You have the option to mute everybody, right?
I said, I asked everyone to mute. All right.
Okay.
If everyone could please mute their phones, and except for Adriana. Please, everyone mute their phones except for Adriana.
You're going to need to come up.
Go ahead. Please start over and start Adriana's
phone. Their
phone.
Being on speaker is the problem.
I'm not on a speaker. I'm talking in my phone. I'm not in a speaker.
I'm talking about Madam Chair.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know.
I have taken myself off speaker, and I have muted myself.
Okay. Okay, Madam Chair, what I'm saying is that Director Sheer Biden We are here in the last meeting when we talked to the candidate for affiliate. Some of them said that they decide to run and they receive from our affiliate director, they receive the invitation to run. Director here, Wagon, asked when a copy of that to the affiliate people, and the answer was that was a good practice that never was done. I want to know how the transparency works when we don't know. Obviously, some people from the affiliate receive the invitation to run, and not all of them, according to the answer that I can see here by email, by recent email, obviously I see it. And it means that the practice is not that clear and not transparent who were invited, who knew from the affiliate. And the second thing that worries me a lot, that we know that the only one that can sign the contract is the executive director. And I don't know, we know what happened last year, that one of the directors was trying to be prevented to run because they said that she didn't have a contract, and she did. I mean, this worries me. When somebody's trying to rush all of this, and you are saying all that we are saying here, we talk about transparency, doesn't exist. Because the problem is we should follow the bylaws and do what it's supposed to be doing, inviting all the affiliates with an email that goes to all the affiliates, not to a specific one, asking those specific ones to run. That is not what this foundation should be doing. And apparently it's exactly what happened, because I heard one of the candidates saying it, and then we have, right now, we have the email showing that wasn't sent to everybody. Then all the transparency is not transparency at all. And the problem that we are having, that we cannot adhere to the bylaws, is because we are trying to keep everything so secret that obviously nothing is functioning.
That's 2.5 minutes. Are you hearing me on the time? Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Are you? It's 2.5 minutes you've been talking.
Are you the new chair?
I'm the timekeeper.
That's right. Then you say what you have to say, remember?
Well, I didn't know it was heard, because sometimes I'm muted.
Yeah. No, you are not. You are loud, loud, loud. That was told, you know, the people told you that before we started the meeting.
Now you're 3 minutes.
You are so loud. I don't know. The chair is the one we can call the chair. The chair mutes herself, obviously. And maybe she cannot come back. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, I'm looking at, I'm sorry, I was muted. I was looking at my screen. I was not muted there, but I was muted on my phone. My apologies. All right. I'm giving Adriana extra time. I gave other people extra time. So are you done now?
Yeah, but Madam Chair, but
are you with your point?
The basic point is that this is not transparent. This is being rushed, and only a few directors or few affiliates are being called and asked to run. When most of our almost 300 affiliates do not know.
Right.
And then it's
so are run. You, right, so I want to know what your recommendation to do is.
My recommendation is, like I said before, every time in every meeting I'm beating up because I'm trying to adhere to the bylaws.
That's not a recommendation.
And everybody's beating. My recommendation is, why don't we, if we are doing everything wrong, why don't we start the correct way?
Okay, could you please be specific?
Email, the executive director should send an email to all the affiliates saying that we are opening the election for affiliates. And all of them have the right to write, to run. And the affiliate should be one that signed the contract, should be the executive director. This should be something transparent. This shouldn't be a little niche for some employees and some people in this foundation. We should do it the right way. If we are violating the bylaw, why don't you do it then the right way? The same thing with elections. We can do the right thing. Give the 30-day notice. Give the option to all the affiliates to present their people.
Okay. Thank you for your comment.
I think we can start from there.
Bye. All right. Thank you. Okay. I'm unmuting everyone now. Okay.
Jan Goodman for the stack.
Okay, Jan. Go ahead.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Timekeeper, what was that?
I don't know how much of that was on substance and how much of that wasn't, but we are at 20 minutes now.
All right. I need an extension of time if we're going to continue this.
Grace, I move to extend time by 10 minutes.
Thank you, Grace. Any objections? Okay, we're extended for 10 minutes. Go ahead, Jan. I'm going to mute everyone for except the timekeeper.
I sent the motion, and the one that I would like to have considered is the one that says, it says motion number 2 regarding affiliate director elections as amended by Jan Goodman. So that is the one that I would like us all to consider. It gives us quite a few days for everyone who's not at this meeting to vote, that is to say, from December 18th to December 24th. So they don't have to be here at this meeting. And with this time schedule, it'll finish it up by the end of this month. I would like to address Ms. Cazenet's concerns that all the affiliate programs did not receive the announcement, and that is according to unit head of the affiliates. Everyone got sent this letter, so I feel comfortable that everyone did get sent this letter. If everyone didn't, I would be very uncomfortable doing this, but I am confident that everyone did, that all of the affiliates did receive this letter. The letter.
I have a question.
Okay. To who?
I saw a letter from Ursula, and it said, this one email, something that went to general managers of the stations, and I'm assuming that is some sort of a listserv that is for the affiliate stations. Is that correct? For all the stations, for all the affiliate stations. Does anybody know the answer to that? Because I just would like to say I saw that email from her that went to general managers. Yes, that's correct. Okay. So that was supposed to have gone to all the affiliate stations via that particular email that went to all the general managers at those stations. Okay. Thank you.
May I have that email, Madam Chair? Because I do not have it.
I believe it was in response to William Herwagen's inquiry.
It went to Bill, may I second Jan's motion?
I didn't hear the motion.
Jan made her second motion. She just made that she emailed.
But I'll
read it. Okay, you want me to read it
or anything?
Would you like me to? I move.
No, not yet.
I will read it. I will read it if you'd like.
I didn't hear you move it, and I thought we were still discussing what to do about this. Okay, and so
so
you're proposing that we go ahead, and you want to put a motion on the floor to do that.
Okay. Yes. Since we only have less than 10 minutes now. So I'll read the motion, and everyone should have it. The title of it is Motion Number 2 Regarding Affiliate Director Elections as amended by Jan Goodman. And the motion goes as follows. Voting for the affiliate representative director's election shall be by single transferable voting to elect two affiliate directors in accordance with the Pacifica bylaws. The secretary or secretary pro tem shall send out the ballots and voting instructions to all directors other than current affiliate representative directors by December 15, 2018. The ballots shall be returned to Terry Goodman, who shall be the ballot tabulator, and to Matthew Moore, open parenthesis, or such other person as the chairperson shall designate if Mr. Moore is not available, close parenthesis, who shall be the secondary ballot recipient, comma, with the ballot return deadline no earlier than December 18, 2018, and no later than December 24, 2018, depending on the schedule of the ballot tabulator and secondary ballot recipient. The ballots shall be tabulated in a public accessible public location, comma, no later than December 31st, and the ballot tabulator shall announce when and where that will be, comma, in advance, comma, and ensure it is posted on the Pacifica meetings calendar at kpftx.org.
Madam Chair, Indiana?
Second.
Carol for the stack.
Okay. All right. Adriana, then Carol. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, my dear. I have a substitute motion.
All right.
Can you read it?
Okay. Yep.
Can you hear me, Madam Chair?
I can hear you.
The affiliate nomination be reopened for 30 days with correct information distributed to all affiliate stations by the executive director, followed but interviews for any new candidate and voting to be rescheduled for mid-February. I believe that we know that the election, the PMV, the new PMV, will not obviously be since February. We can comply with all the bylaws. We are already violating the bylaws. Why don't you do the right process? That is my motion.
Where are you?
Could you please send it to the...
Yes, Madam Chair. I
don't see it.
Did you read it, right? Okay. I will send it right now.
Okay, 1 second. All right. What's your point of order, Alex?
Okay. My point of order is that the substitute motion is challenging the validity of the nominations for the election. The time to have done that would have been at the previous meeting where we discussed the nominees for the affiliate directors. So that item is essentially closed at this point. Mm-hmm. So I believe substitute motion is simply out of order.
Okay, point well taken.
Carol is on the stack.
So
why? I'm sorry, Madam Chair. You said that my motion is out of order. I substitute motion.
Yeah, Alex, could you please explain your point of order again?
Well, the substitute motion is challenging the validity of the list of nominees. And if you were to have done that, you should have done that at the meeting where we discussed the nominees. And that was last week. And so I think that item has gone past now.
Madam Chair, my motion doesn't invalidate that. I'm very sorry. I think that I wasn't clear when I read it.
Okay, so but your motion is asking to reopen the nomination period when there was already a nomination period and notices were already sent out to all the stations.
Well, I'm sure we are violating it. Exactly what we are saying now.
I don't understand how.
That's how you work full speed.
It doesn't make sense, Adriana. What I think Alex's point of order makes sense because you're saying we should start over from the beginning. Why? Why are you saying we should start over from the beginning?
Wait.
Why are you saying we should start over from the beginning when we already did the beginning part? What part?
No, Madam Chair, we didn't do the beginning part.
What part of the beginning is the problem? Beginning is the problem?
The part of the beginning that is a problem that we didn't have a secretary to start with. We didn't notice the 30 days to start with that discussion. That's why we have last meeting. We have just interview with people, with candidates, and I'm not saying that we will not pay them.
The notice for what?
For that
we didn't have 30 days notice for what?
Like the bylaw said, Madam Chair, we shouldn't even be interviewing people before giving the notice like we should be doing. And what I ask you is the validity of contracts that we know that even the executive director is not the one signing. I mean, come on.
We know that this board will not be appearing in January. Now, the notice was for when we vote, okay? And we have violated that. We've all agreed that upon that. There's
That's
no
why
violation.
We've told them so easy.
But, wait a minute. There's no violation for having notified the affiliates that they could be nominated or nominate themselves or nominate someone else. There's no violation there. Are we all agreed on that? Any disagreement on that?
No, I do not.
You disagree that all the, even though, so the email went out to all the affiliate stations, you disagree that you don't think that was a notice to the stations?
Asking
for nominations?
What I said, Madam Chair, first of all, is not what I said. What I said, they have a whole process. Didn't work the right way because we didn't even have a secretary. Some of the things that you received, we have not received as a secretary that we should. We didn't have a secretary telling us that every contract was right. We don't have any of that. We didn't have any of that before. And what is the emergency if we know that the new board will not assume till February if we are lucky? Then why don't you do the right process?
Time and time.
Come on, time, you can interrupt. Yes.
You have spoken endlessly.
the whole thing is not invalid. Parts of it, the bylaw were violated, and we're trying to fix that now. And so we're trying to move ahead with the parts that were done correctly, which was the nomination, the notice of the nomination period, and the collection of the nominations. They were all sent, and we've been notified of the ones that we have received. Bill, what's your point of order?
Well, the point is that, you know, Adriana is dominating all this discussion, claiming to be point of order, and she's debating the motion, and nobody else is getting a chance to say anything.
All right.
Can you allow other people to speak?
I think it's time to go to a vote.
I'm going to hold on to your point of order until we finish with Alex's point of order. All right. So Alex's point of order was that her substitute motion invalidates the nominees, and I have to say that, and so therefore her substitute motion is out of order. So I have to say that if she wants us to start over from scratch, that is really invalidating the whole process, and the whole process is not broken. Parts of it are, but not the part about we don't need to start nominating people. So that's my ruling, and I think we've heard from Adriana. We've heard, who else would like to speak to my ruling?
William.
Okay, William.
Yeah, you're misinterpreting what the motion says. I think both Alex and you. The motion does not invalidate the three people that have already been interviewed. It's to open up the period for new candidates and that might be interested, and because, in part, my little tidbit in this, is that the notice that may have gone to many affiliates had the incorrect date, which may of November 27th, to apply, which may have discouraged people in some way or got things out of kilter. So it doesn't invalidate anything, this substitute motion. The substitute motion just says, okay, we had problems. Let's just try to move on. And we move on by moving to January, just like we've moved with all the other elections and bylaws and all this stuff.
30 seconds.
Thank you. I'm done.
Thank you.
Go for the stack.
I just would like to speak to that, just to give some information.
Go for the stack.
1 second, please. The notice had the wrong date. It had a much later date than it should have been. It should have been like the 15th. And it gave the motion, it gave the date of the 27th. And so, Ursula agreed that the nomination period will stay open until the 27th, which it did. And it was not closed until the 27th. So, any nomination, any people that wanted to, be nominated by then were accepted. And we wait.
Madam Chair, it means that only the one that received the notice on Saturday.
I am speaking, Adriana.
Okay.
Will you stop it? Interrupting? I'm speaking. So, anybody else? So, William spoke. Anyone else want to speak?
Bill.
May I defend my substitute motion, Madam Chair?
I'm ruling that your substitute motion is out of order.
Okay, go ahead.
May I speak? It's,
go ahead, Bill.
My turn? Okay, thank you, Bill. You're correct, Nancy. I want to speak in favor of the ruling of the chair and also point out that it would create another bylaws by violation, a pretty significant one, if we reopen the nominations, because the bylaws do say that the nomination period should be ending in November. And although it was extended from the 15th to the 27th, it was terminated then. There's no reason to open it back up again. Every one of the affiliate stations got the letter, as you were saying. The error in the date that Ursula was in Ursula's first email on the November 14th, she corrected that she sent it out with the correct year and stuff like that the following day on November 15th. And so, and the deadline was still on November 27th of the year. So it was clear when the deadline was. We got them. Nancy and I sent all the nomination materials for all three candidates to the board on the 28th of November. It was before the December 1st deadline for the bylaws. There's no reason whatsoever to reopen the nominations. It's just going to delay things and cause more bylaws violations.
This is Carol. Can I be heard?
And also, I would like to say that we did have a secretary. We had a pro tem secretary the whole time, because the pro tem secretaries goes from one meeting to the next until the next pro tem secretary is elected. Go ahead, Carol. Go ahead, Carol.
We can't hear you. Are you muted?
Chair, can you tell me when I can speak against your ruling?
I don't know why you can't hear me, but I am not muted. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hello. Yes, you can hear me.
Carol, who's muted? Carol, you're muted.
All right, go ahead, Carol. Carol's muted. Carol is not on the call. We lost Carol.
Can you tell me when can I?
There she is. Okay. Go ahead, Carol.
Thank you. I didn't know if you could hear me. I was talking and talking about time, and nobody seemed to hear me. I just wanted to second Jan's motion as in the stat. And also, I've been trying to say that even with taking off time, like 10 minutes or procedural stuff, we are now at the end of the extended time.
Thank you, Carol. Is there an extension of time for this? A motion to extend time?
This is Grace. I extend time for 4 minutes just to vote on the
My ruling motion. And the
The ruling and the motions only.
Is there a second? Any objection to the extension of time?
Madam Chair, can you ask the parliamentarian, you can only ask for time for a specific issue?
Mr. Parliamentarian, have a parliamentarian inquiry.
You can ask for an extension of time for one or more issues. And another reminder is that on the chair's ruling, members can only speak once, and the chair can speak twice.
Okay. So, are there any objections to extending for 4 minutes to vote on my ruling and then to vote on the motion?
It's another right ruling, Madam Chair, because I cannot even defend my substitute motion. That is what that means.
Adriana, you had an opportunity to defend your substitute motion when I'm not going to give you the floor anymore if you keep interrupting me.
It's about your ruling.
Okay, all right.
I'm challenging
you. I'm going to mute you right now. All right, and then I will unmute you after I get finished speaking. I gave Adriana an opportunity to defend her substitute motion when I ruled that her substitute motion was out of order. She spoke on it. William spoke on it.
Madam Chair, can I ask, is the time running now? 4 minutes.
All right. No, we haven't. All right, so there's no objections to extending for 4 minutes. We are extended. Okay, so now we'll vote on my ruling that Adriana's substitute motion is out of order.
Madam Chair, I cannot speak against your motion, against your, I'm sorry, your ruling?
You already did.
No, I talk about my motion, not your ruling.
No. Well, then you lost track of where we were. Because I gave you an opportunity to speak to my ruling, and you spoke, okay? I gave you an opportunity to speak to my ruling, and you spoke. And then William spoke, and then Bill spoke, and then Carol spoke, and that's all I'm taking. So we're going to a vote now. Yep.
Okay. Chris Aaron?
Yes, to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Chris Oates, yes. Jonathan Alexander? Then he's not on the call. Adriana Casanave?
No to more illegalities.
Adriana votes no. Chris Corey?
Sorry, I was muted. Yes, uphold the ruling of the chair.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. I believe Joseph Davis, Catherine Davis, and Benito Diaz are not on the call. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. William Hairwagon?
No.
William votes no. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark? He's not on the call. Ken Laufer? Can't hear you, Ken. Tony Leon?
Abstain.
Tony abstains. Afia Longaza, since she's not on the call. Alex Randall? Can't hear you, Alex. Mansoor Sabah?
I'm here. What are we voting on?
We're voting to
the chair.
Sorry, hello?
You might want to sit this one out, Mansoor.
Uphold otherwise.
It's just to uphold my ruling.
Oh, I agree with you all the time. Don't worry, Nancy. Whatever you say. I vote in support of the chair.
Okay. So Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg votes yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol Travis votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscula Washington?
Abstain.
Muscula abstains. Going back, let's see, I didn't hear from Jonathan Alexander or Joseph Davis or Catherine Davis or Benito Diaz or Dwayne Lark or Ken Laufer. Ken, are you on the call? You were earlier. Can't hear you. Didn't hear from Mafia Wangaza. Alex Randall, didn't hear from you either. Okay, and focus on the count. We have 9 yes, 2 no's, and 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes. Chair votes yes.
Chair votes yes. Okay, so that's 10 yes, 2 no's, 2 abstentions to sustain the ruling of the chair.
Okay.
We have 1 minute.
Okay, so we have 1 minute left on this item. And we voted to extend time to vote on my ruling and now to vote on the motion on the floor, which is Jan's motion that she presented.
Madam Chair, a parliamentary inquiry before?
Go ahead. What's your inquiry?
Yes. So, Mr. Tatum, I believe that he said that something different. You just said, I want to know from Mr. Tatum, what is the limit of the secretary pro tem? Because if I don't mistake, he told us that the secretary pro tem is elected in every meeting, and then after the meeting, is not anymore the secretary. But I want the parliamentarian telling us what is the limit of the secretary pro tem.
Okay, thank you for the question. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's no limit. When someone is elected secretary pro tem for a meeting, they act as the secretary for that meeting, and they continue in that position all the way up to you vote again for another secretary pro tem. So they stay in office so that, therefore, there is no break in the service of the secretary pro tem, no break in service.
Give me the citation, Mr. Tatum, from Robert Rule of Orbis, of what you just said. Thank you.
Okay, I will do that offline.
Thank you. And you can answer the other question from before. Thank you.
Will do.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you for your question. Okay. So now we're going to a vote on motion presented by Jan and seconded by Carol, was it?
Yes.
Bill, could you please take the vote? This is to, all right. The motion regarding affiliate director elections. As
motion
amended.
Number 2 by Jan.
Motion number 2, yeah.
Grace Heron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Jonathan Alexander? I believe he's not on the call. Adriana Casanave?
No.
Adriana votes no. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis, Catherine Davis, Benito Diaz, I believe they're not on the call. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. William Heerwagen?
No.
William votes no. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark? I believe he's not on the call. Ken Lauper?
Yes.
Ken votes yes. Tony Leon?
Abstain.
Tony abstains. Afia Wangaza is not on the call. Alex Randall? Can't hear you, Alex. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscula Washington?
Abstain.
Oscula abstains. So I didn't hear from Jonathan Alexander, Joseph Davis, Catherine Davis, Benito Diaz, Dwayne Lark, Athea Mongaza, or Alex Randall. Let me count. If 10 yes, 2 no's, and 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstains.
How was Alex Randall?
Sorry, I cannot hear what the secretary just said.
10 yes, 2 no, 3 abstentions, including the chair. Alex Randall did not answer the roll call.
Okay, I have another question, Madam Chair.
What's your question?
Yes, Madam Chair, I could agree that the two people that...
Wait, let me just finish.
Yeah.
Okay, so the motion that Jan... Let me just finish. The motion, Jan's motion regarding affiliate director's election passes. Okay, go ahead, Adrienne. What's your question?
Yes, Madam Chair, I think that it's totally invalid. I mean, present to have an election. I mean, having Terry Goodman much more, because obviously we, the minority, the one that
What's your question? What is your question?
That person is part of the same faction.
What is your question, Adriana? I need to hear what your question is.
How could it be that the two persons that are the election teller and the second ballot recipient belong to the same faction?
I don't think that's a rhetorical question. That is a rhetorical question. And I said before, yeah, you want to be muted? I said rhetorical questions will not be allowed. Okay, so we have finished our agenda, and this meeting is now adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
I want to be not be so
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, everybody.